This is Panhandle Community Radio, and you've tuned in for Know Your States, Know Your Community. I'm Jack Peterson, and I'm here with Jim Healy. And each week, we are interviewing representatives from each of our 50 states, one from each state who now lives in the North Idaho area or has some connection to us and who came from someplace else. We're talking to one person from each state, two states per night, and tonight we're beginning our conversation by talking about the land of enchantment, the Sunshine State, the 36th most populous state, home to more than 2 million people, the 47th state in the Union, one of our 20th century states, inducted into the Union on January 6, 1912. We are talking to a New Mexican named Astria Duran. Welcome to the program, Astria.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And where are you from within New Mexico?
I am from Albuquerque, New Mexico, born and raised.
Okay. Albuquerque, I think I've been to Albuquerque. Have I been to Albuquerque? What's Albuquerque like?
Albuquerque is the largest city in New Mexico. It sits almost a mile high at the base of the beautiful Sandia Mountains. Sandia means watermelon in Spanish. And when the conquistadores came up exploring from Mexico, when you see the sandias in the evening light, they turn like a light pink, rosy color.
Uh-huh.
And they thought that it looked like the interior of a watermelon. And so they named them the Sandia Mountains. And so Albuquerque sits at the base of those mountains. They lie along the eastern border of the city.
How far are the mountains from the city?
From the farthest east street, which is called Tramway Boulevard, named after the tramway that glides up the mountains.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's right at the base of the foothills.
Okay.
And so from the western portion of town, it probably is about 20 miles.
Okay. I have to admit, I've never been to Albuquerque, only by way of Breaking Bad, but which we'll talk about later.
I'm sure.
But, I can't believe the elevation. I mean, are you out of breath easily, or what's it like being nearly a mile high?
Great question. You definitely acclimate. So we do have a problem with people coming and then to visit, and maybe they're coming from an area that's at sea level or something, and then they get to Albuquerque, and then they want to go up to Sandia Crest. And so Sandia Crest, I think, is right about 10,000 feet. And so, they want to come, and there's a trail called the La Luz Trail. Very, very tough all-day hike. And so people want to come and do that right away, and they actually can get altitude sickness pretty easily.
Whoa.
So, certainly you acclimate while you're living there, but if you're just visiting, it's something to be very mindful of because you can get quite ill.
Wow.
You also have to be super careful out in the sun. I think we have 280 or something days of sun a year, and you will get scorched without sunscreen.
Well, you're closer to the sun.
Absolutely. And you've got these, broad, open, beautiful, sunny skies.
Ooh.
And if you do not sunscreen, you're in big trouble.
What are the sunsets like?
Oh, God, just so gorgeous. Living here, I'm finding that the Idaho skies are stunning, but boy, I miss the Albuquerque sunrises and sunsets. There's nothing like our sunrises and sunsets.
Mm.
You have the sun coming up over the beautiful Sandias in the morning, and then the west of Albuquerque is desert. And so you have your sunsets over like a very flat desert type horizon, and they're stunning.
Mm-hmm. Albuquerque, did you grow up in the city, in the town, or were you kind of what kind of part of Albuquerque did you grow up in? What kind of building did you live in, I guess?
Yeah, so I grew up in on the west side of Albuquerque, actually in a low-income housing development that was started up on the far west side called Westgate Heights. And it is still the farthest western edge of Albuquerque. And shortly after that, you get into like Pueblo land. Yeah, so it's still the farthest edge of the city.
Has the city, obviously, it's grown?
Yes.
What brings people to Albuquerque to live? What are the major businesses, industries?
Yeah, a lot of hospitals.
So it's a major medical center?
Major medical center, UNM Hospital, University of New Mexico Hospital is the only level one trauma center, not just in the state, but in the region. And Intel is in Rio Rancho, which is a, it's just on the southern edge of Albuquerque. The two kind of bleed one into the other. So Intel is a huge job producer. Center. Yeah, job center.
Is there a university in Albuquerque?
Yes. So the University of New Mexico, it was founded in the 1880s and it's a beautiful campus and it sits right at the heart of the city. The classic or old Route 66 runs right through Albuquerque, New Mexico. And it's now called Central Avenue. And so University of New Mexico sits right off of Central, the old Route 66. And then we also have New Mexico State University down in Las Cruces.
Ah, okay. One thing I like about Albuquerque, just as a word looking at it, two Q-U-E's in it. You know, and I remember as a kid growing up, you know, when I used to look at a globe or at maps, I just thought, what a neat word. Now, if you ask me how to spell it, I don't remember how to, but I remember there's two Q-U-E's in it. Were you fascinated by that as a word?
I wasn't fascinated as it by a word, but try learning that as a first grader, you know, A-L-B-U-Q-U-E-R-Q-U-E.
There you go. You got it.
The other thing that I find fascinating as an adult is that Bugs Bunny cartoon. Do you guys remember the Bugs Bunny cartoon where he's digging and he pops up and he says, I should have taken a left at Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And so, do you remember
that's
that?
That's right. Yes.
And so as a little kid, when I saw that cartoon, I thought, I wonder if the producers of this cartoon did this for all the little kids. Like, did they reproduce this in all the other cities? Or, you know, because I'm like, surely they wouldn't have just written that about Albuquerque.
Yeah.
But they did.
I knew the name of Albuquerque from that cartoon long before I knew, had any idea where it was, you know. It's a funny name of a city that where Bugs Bunny took a wrong turn.
Right. It's hilarious.
Let's see. New Mexico is a huge state. I'm not sure I realized that. It's the fifth largest state in the country. It encompasses a vast area. It is home to, this is interesting to me. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that it's a relatively new state. It came into the Union in the 20th century. Our 47th state came in 1912, but the capital is the oldest state capital in the country, Santa Fe, which dates back to the 1600s sometime. Yeah. Did you spend much time in Santa Fe as a New Mexican?
Not growing up, it's a really nice place to visit.
Yeah,
it's up in the Sangre de Cristo, so the Blood of Christ Mountains. It's quite cold. There's skiing there, and I'm not a skier. But I did go to nursing school there, so I commuted up from Albuquerque to Santa Fe. It's about an hour drive each way.
Oh, that's close.
Yeah, to go to nursing school. So, and it is a nice place to visit. They have a really beautiful plaza with wonderful restaurants and hotels around it, but also merchants and artists sell their products there. So it's a nice place to visit.
Let's see. And Why do I think of hot air balloons when I think of New Mexico? It's on the license plate, right?
Right. Yeah. Because we have the largest international balloon fiesta in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's magnificent. If you can make it once before you die, it is glorious. I've gone year after year after year, and I never get tired of it. Uh-huh. I've missed it for 2 years now, so I'm going to try real hard to get back next year.
What time of year is it usually?
October. So it always runs the first weekend in October through the second weekend in October, and that never changes.
Huh. What? Do you know much about the history of how it ended up there, or maybe that's something that... how old were you when you first saw it?
Well... probably in like junior high age when I first kind of became cognizant of it, but you can't miss it. Like if you live anywhere in Albuquerque, even if you don't go to Balloon Fiesta Park, you see the balloons up in the sky.
That's gotta be magical.
It's magnificent. It's wonderful. And one of the reasons that it's so, that Albuquerque is the perfect place for it is it's called the Box. So the Rio Grande River runs through Albuquerque. And something about the air currents that are created between the Sandias and the Rio Grande River create the perfect kind of wind current system that will blow the balloons in like a perfect square. And so they can kind of run through the city and then back around. So it's something about those air currents that makes it the perfect place for the balloons.
I never
and
would
then
have
the
imagined
weather.
That. Never would have imagined that there would be a... wind reason or wind current reason. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, they call it the Box. And then, of course, you know, we have these beautiful, brisk fall mornings where it's cold enough to go up. But usually we have good enough weather still that time of year. Like we'll get really bad rain some years, but for the most part, the weather's good. You know, we're not having a lot of rain yet. We haven't had our first snow. Mm-hmm. So
you get snow in Albuquerque?
We do.
Okay.
We absolutely do.
Yeah. I wish we saw more hot air balloons. I don't think I've seen one since living in Sandpoint. This would be hard country to
hot air. I imagine with the mountains and the whatever.
I remember growing up in Minnesota, I probably saw two or three over the course of my youth. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing to sit, to look up in the sky and see one just
I imagine as a
by.
Child.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, talk about, again, the nickname of the state, Land of Enchantment. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be enchanting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, they're lovely. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that you have to have wide open spaces to land them.
Sure.
Right.
And so we have all of that, you know, wonderful flat desert land to the west of the city.
Yeah.
So.
You have a huge area. Yeah, I think of the desert, I guess. I think of just... wide open spaces indeed, but just sort of a vast emptiness when I think of New Mexico. Is that part of it?
It is part of it, but New Mexico is extremely varied. Mm-hmm. So we have a bit of everything. So if you go to far, like the northeastern side that is adjacent to Oklahoma and Texas, there's a lot of just flat prairie land and very low mountains, a lot of lakes. Mm-hmm. If you go up to the northwestern corner, up, you know, by Farmington and then up to Chama and up against the Colorado border, you go through tons of mountainous areas. And it's just beautiful up there because there's such variation between the mountains and beautiful rock formations and then some desert as well.
I have to ask you, Astria, have you done the Four Corners?
I have been through there. I've not actually gone and stood at the Four Corner little emblem thing, no.
Well, yeah.
Lots of trips through.
I'd want to ask you, where did you put your hands down and your knees down? you know, what would you do, Jack? I mean, I'm looking at it on the map
here. That's the way you'd do it, I guess. Yeah. Oh, I'd face north.
You'd face north?
Don't you think?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, I mean, you could face south, but then you'd feel like you're slipping.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah,
as a kid growing up, I thought Four Corners, that's got to be on my bucket list. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never done that. And I should do it before I can't bend over anymore.
I suppose so.
Yeah. We haven't mentioned Taos.
Oh, Taos is lovely.
Now, where is that in relationship to Albuquerque?
So Taos is about 2.5 hours north of Albuquerque. It's about maybe 30 or 45 minutes from Santa Fe. They're in the same region. Taos is a beautiful little mountain town known for its artistry. Santa mm-hmm. Fe and Taos mm-hmm. are both known for its artistry and both for their food. Mm. But they're both beautiful, and there are ski areas in both areas as well.
You mentioned the magic word, food.
Food.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, you have family back down in Albuquerque,
yes,
correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and when you go back home, what's the first thing your mouth waters for?
Green chili and Dion's Pizza. Yeah, so there's a food chain, a pizza chain there called Dion's that is just the best pizza ever. And then, of course, the green chili. And one of my older sisters, Antia, when I moved here last year, packaged me up some real
freshly roasted or something?
Freshly roasted.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh. Freshly roasted green chili.
Yeah.
And she put it on dry ice for me, so that it would survive the, you know, 2 or 3 day trip in the U-Haul moving up here. Uh-huh. And I'm so thankful for it, because you cannot get green chili, green or red, really, anyplace mm-hmm. else like you can in New Mexico. It's different.
So what did you do with them when you got them up here?
Froze them, left mm-hmm. them frozen,
okay.
put them in the freezer, mm-hmm. and then you defrost them, get the seeds and the peel off, and you chop them with a little bit of green chili and salt, and then it is good for everything. To put on burritos, to make green chili stew, chicken enchiladas, to put it on eggs. It's good with anything.
You can't grow good green chilies up here?
I don't think they would survive. You need a warm and kind of a dry climate.
Ah, gotcha, yeah. gotcha.
Yeah.
So I take it there's a lot of Mexican influence in the cuisine in New Mexico.
Yeah, you know, there's a real blend in New Mexico. It's a blend between Mexican and Native American.
Mm-hmm.
So the new Mexican food has really become a thing of its own, and it's kind of drawn from the Mexican culture as well as the Native American culture. So sopapillas, or they're also called bonuelos. So it's fry bread. Mm. That is actually from Native American fry bread. And so, and a lot of like the way that we do our chili and beans is also from Native American heritage, from the Pueblo Native Americans in particular.
I'm getting hungry.
I know. Me too. We can't talk about food when I haven't had lunch yet. Or dinner, or whatever is appropriate at this hour. Let's see. I can't let you go without asking you if you've ever been to Roswell, New Mexico, and what you saw
Ooh,
there.
Yes.
Oh, Roswell, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Roswell, New Mexico is down south, and of course it is all things alien and mm-hmm. UFO. Driving through Roswell is so interesting because literally everywhere you look, there are statues of aliens
mm-hmm.
and the kind of that quintessential alien with the rounded head and the long arms. And this is all because of the, well, they, some people say UFOs and some people say, no, it was a military balloon,
mm-hmm.
but that crashed in, I think it was 1947.
Let's see. I just pulled up the page. It looks like, the Roswell incident, was 1947.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 1947. Mm-hmm. And so, and you know, there's this whole suspicion around Area 51 mm-hmm. and that there was a cover up and that was actually aliens. And the military has always contended that no, it was a military balloon that was doing some practice surveillance. But everywhere that you go through town, there's UFO museums and UFOs and green aliens everywhere you look.
A cottage industry.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
Are you a believer?
You know, I don't know. I honestly have not pondered it too much.
Yeah.
I feel like I have so many other important things to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I wonder as somebody who's not from there, or you as somebody who is from there, is it sort of annoying, like, oh, these tourists coming to visit the aliens, they're not even real, or is it like, Or is it kind of cool? I don't know.
I think it's kind of cool. It makes us unique.
Yes.
It's one of the things that makes our state unique. Uh-huh. There are people that are very, very passionate about it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think it's kind of a fun, unique thing.
Yeah. Let's see. We've been keeping mostly in kind of the eastern side of the state. Anything? what can you tell us about the western half of New Mexico?
Oh, gosh, so much beauty. So heading westward toward Arizona, you go through some of the most beautiful desert land that you will ever see. Mm-hmm. Really beautiful, especially up around Gallup, New Mexico.
Gallup.
Yeah, mm-hmm. God, it's gorgeous. And you talk about beautiful sunsets and gorgeous, dark, burnt red landscape and beautiful, beautiful canyons. Chaco Canyon is actually northwest up around Farmington. But yeah, beautiful canyons, gorgeous desert.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go back to Albuquerque and Breaking Bad.
So you were
there when it was being filmed. Mm-hmm. You know, once it caught on, I'm sure it changed the landscape of Albuquerque with the film crews and whatever. What was that like?
Yeah, boy, it absolutely changed Albuquerque. I actually have never seen the show. I'm probably one of the few people from New Mexico who's never watched it.
You didn't have to. You saw it right there.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I got enough Breaking Bad at work as a nurse. And never watched the show. Not really my interest or my style. Definitely have contended with lots of tourists. So there are several places in the show, like the old octopus car wash, which is no longer an octopus car wash. The chili dog place down on Central. It's called the Dog House. I don't know what it's called in the show.
I don't remember.
But, you know, during the summer, when you're going along, especially Route 66 Central Avenue, you'll see tourists that are stopping at these places. Mm-hmm. And there are groups of them that are taking their pictures with, you know, the sign for the dog house and the sign for the octopus car wash. Mm-hmm. And the house that Walter White, is that his name?
Walter White.
Yeah, that Walter White lived in, was apparently a huge tourist attraction that, you know, people were kind of constantly driving by and wanting to get photos of it.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that it got placed on the market last year. I seem to remember reading something about that. Wow. They were going to try to sell it. The owners were going to sell it.
Yeah. I'd sell, I think. If I was,
I'd move. Absolutely. I would move away.
Exactly.
If I were in the neighborhood, I would move away. Yeah. Astria, we're winding down. And any last thing you want to say about New Mexico to our listeners in terms of a place that they should visit when they come down to the Land of Enchantment? I love that, Land of Enchantment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it is a beautiful, beautiful state. Some of my other favorite things, just briefly, a really fun thing to know is that the Continental Divide Trail goes straight up through New Mexico.
That's right. Ah.
So if you want to make that track, it goes from the Gila Mountains down south, all the way up through, straight through.
Yeah, there's only, if I'm not mistaken, four states on the Continental Divide Trail: New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana.
Yep.
Unlike the Appalachian Trail that has 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really neat. Wonderful fishing, camping, and hiking. Really great art scene. A lot of really neat artists. Meow Wolf Museum in Santa Fe is a really extremely unique, immersive art experience. And the all-important thing to make sure that I leave you guys with is that if you ever go to Albuquerque, well, anywhere in New Mexico, and you go to a New Mexican restaurant, and they ask you, do you want red, green, or Christmas? What that means is, do you want red chili, green chili, or do you want both? Mm-hmm. So Christmas means both red and green chili.
What's the difference between a non-chili person myself? A red and green is one...
You poor soul.
One hotter, or is one milder, or...
No. It kind of just really depends on... 'cause you can get either in mild, medium, or hot. They have a different flavor. And so, and they're also prepared differently. So green chili is frozen and then, or chopped up fresh, the chili. Mm-hmm. The red chilies are dried. And then you make a powder out of it. And so they end up with a very different flavor. And like the red has kind of like a more velvety consistency, both delicious in their own right.
So are the green chilies, when they dry, turn red?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Well,
not when they dry, but when they continue to mature.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you order? Do you do Christmas?
I don't do Christmas because I like them both so much that I want them separate. So it depends on what mood I'm in.
One on one side of the plate, one on the other side of the plate, and let's not confuse them. Astria, thank you so much for stopping by the station and representing the wonderful state of New Mexico.
Oh, thank you for having me.